You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers here with William Hill. Yannick Bolasie to score and Crystal Palace to win is 12-1. Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win in the market at threes. Derek, two teams with identical recent records, really. Crystal Palace have secured their place in the Premier League with that great run through March and the beginning of April, while Man United's run in that spell put them in the box seat for the top four. However, both have lost their last three without scoring.
Exactly. Incredible, isn't it? Not a single goal between them in six matches, all told. Quite incredible. But Man United's need is greater than Palace's, isn't it? I actually suspected that Palace had given up the ghost about 2 weeks before. They actually did. That came when they'd beaten Sunderland, and now they have gone for the season. And there's no way I'll be backing them at 100-30, because also we've said many, many times this season their home record isn't that great. Just 5 wins from 17, at Selhurst Park. And you're expecting to back them to beat Man United? No, I'm not having that. I think United will win this one. I can't work out what's happened to them, because when they performed against Liverpool a few weeks ago, and then again against Manchester City, I thought they were sensational, and yet they haven't picked up a point since then. I can't explain it, but they're going to win this one.
I think it's the absence of Michael Carrick. I know it sounds ridiculous given he's been around so long, but people that are way more in touch with the game than I am suggest that Michael Carrick's absence is affecting them deeply, and Carrick's out again this weekend, Lee.
Yes, there's loads of stats around about his ability and the ratio of games that they win. 72% win ratio with him in the team. Without him, it's 35%. That's pretty stark, isn't it? To be honest with you. He does a job, doesn't he? He just allows other players to have a bit of freedom in the pitch. I think the fact that there's this goal drought between the two of them gives us a nice little bet here. I think, when you look at Palace's home form over the course of the season, although they don't win, games against the big teams, they perform pretty well against them. They lost 2-1 to Chelsea in October. They beat Liverpool 3-1. They beat Tottenham 2-1. They lost 2-1 to Liverpool in the Cup. They lost 2-1 to Arsenal at home. They beat Man City 2-1 as well. So they've scored goals against all of the top six at home in Cup and League so far. So I think they could score here, despite the goal drought, as I say. I think Man United will go out and try and get the shackles off them a little bit, just to consolidate that fourth spot, which I think if they win this weekend, that's it then, isn't it? They are guaranteed Champions League football. I'm going for a nice old plain over 2.5 goals here. It's priced up at 21-20. Which is plenty good enough for me. I like that. Man United at 10-11 looks a good price, to be fair.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think Man United, I think they were unlucky against West Brom, to be fair. I think they obviously missed a penalty, and it's not like they're in the middle of a drought where they're not making chances. But I won't play Man United. I'll just play the goals. I think we could see a Man United 2-1 win here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.